other stuff going on this weekend in Baraboo. A lot of music, and I see like some big band dancing, and I see some clowning around. So tell us what's happening this weekend.
Yeah, we have some good stuff. So one thing tonight, besides Concerts on the Square, we don't always talk about this, but they have live music every Thursday out at Venaboo Hill in the Koshley Garden. The reason I want to mention that is because today is a big day out at the Venaboo Hill property. It's the opening day of the Sionaford Winery. So they have a winery attached to Venaboo Hill, and they have joined the chamber as well. Today is their big opening day, and right off the top of my head, I believe their hours are going to be 11 to 8 daily. But of course, that's a beautiful spot, and so tonight might be a good night to check it out. Take a peek at the winery, enjoy some live music in the garden as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I've seen photos of that new winery. I mean, the facility itself is absolutely beautiful. The winery is gorgeous, too. And we're so lucky in this area to have so many awesome wineries and places that are producing their own products that we can go enjoy. So make sure you have a trip to Venaboo Hill scheduled, because you're going to definitely want to check out that new winery. Now, what else do we have going on this weekend?
All right, so we've got all kinds of live music. We probably won't get to everything, but check the calendar at baraboo.com for the live music that's happening at all the breweries, wineries, all that good stuff. I do want to make sure we take a minute to mention a show coming to the Al Ringling Theater tomorrow night. It's an evening with Eric Michael Gillette, and he is a radiant star, as he's dubbed, a former singing ringmaster. He's going to perform at 7 p.m. Friday night.
All right. Should be a fantastic show. What else is going on this weekend?
Yeah, if we want to spin things forward, we're going to have a bunch of bicyclists visiting the community. I mention this not so much because people are going to go all of a sudden sign up for the bike tour, but just so they know what's going on.
Yes.
The Best Damn Bike Tour has come to town. Previously, it has happened in southeast Wisconsin, but they moved here this year. Home base is Ho-Chunk Gaming, and they're going to be riding around all day on Saturday, so you may see a lot of bicyclists. We're happy to have them in the community. I think that's going to be a nice boost for all of our local businesses.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you see a group of bicyclists, give them some room. Let them go through. Everybody be patient. Yes, everybody, remember the laws and the rules of the road kind of thing. We want everybody to be safe at the same time. So what else do we have on the calendar for Saturday?
This is my favorite for the week. Now, you and I don't always get to all the wonderful programs at our local library. But
this is such a good one, though.
We have a clown workshop 10 a.m. Saturday. It's going to be led by our own local Presto the Clown. It's going to take place at the Carnegie Shoddy Memorial Library downtown, 10 a.m. So get your face painted, learn some crafts and some skills.
Yeah, absolutely. That's always fun, not only for the kids, but the adults as well. And if you're one of the lucky ones, you might even get a pie in the face, because I know that sometimes takes place down at the clown workshop. So have a good time with that one. And the kids, I promise that it's a good way to spend a Saturday morning. Let's put it like that. So what else do we have happening this weekend, Ben?
Well, Maddie, you mentioned this one already, the big band dance. Yeah. It is returning to Devil's Lake. This is going to be Saturday evening, 7 p.m. They say, hey, bring your chair, but I say bring your dancing shoes.
Right.
There's going to be a free Lindy Hop lesson from the Baraboo Swing Group. Of course, it's a free event, but you do need your park sticker.
I saw photos from the one they had about a month ago, and everybody looked like they were having a really great time, and there was nobody sitting around watching.
It was a young group, too. I know. Who are all these young swing dancers?
It was really cool. So there were a lot of people out there. So go check that one out.
And I should mention that's going to be at the South Shore.
Okay, and if you're somebody a little older, go show those young ones what you got.
We know you can
probably bring it out onto the dance floor. I love it.
Yes.
Now, on Sunday, what else do we have on this calendar?
Yes, we do have some great activities Sunday. We have a classic car show. This is coming to Circus World. This is a great opportunity for, intergenerational activities, kids, grandkids, all that fun stuff. That's actually going to be taking place all day, 8 to 4. At Circus World.
I love the car show at Circus World because there's so many cars lining the grounds, and then you're in the midst of circus, and then you also get all of these beautiful cars, and it's super fun to watch them bring them all in, and it's just always a really fun day at Circus World. So make sure you check that out. And just a little plug, over at maxfmbigdeals.com, there's discounted family four packs to actually get into Circus World. So
hey, now
maybe
we're talking.
Maybe you could check that out. Now, is there anything else happening this weekend that we want to make sure we touch on?
Just like I mentioned, we haven't talked about any of the live music at the wineries and breweries, but you can find it all at baraboo.com.
Now, I want to give one more plug out here this morning very, very quickly, because I know this is something that you're going to be involved in. The Baraboo Kiwanis Golf Outing is Tuesday of next
coming
week.
Up and Tuesday.
Obviously, before you and I will talk again, do you guys still have room, or are you all filled up with golfers?
Certainly have room. Yeah, okay. So you can if you go to Baraboo Kiwanis on Facebook, you can find all the info there, and there's a all registration right. link as well.
I love it. I love it. Now, you already mentioned the website of where you can find all the information and all the things that are happening this weekend. But for a complete list, we'll say that, of everything happening this weekend in Baraboo, and there is a lot happening this weekend, where can people go to get that, Ben?
Yes, find our website, baraboo.com.
Doesn't get much easier than that. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it, and we look forward to talking to you next Thursday. Weekends Are Best here on Max FM is brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. You heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
This is a special report from ABC News. Americans freed from Russia. I'm Sherry Preston. Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich and former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan are coming home. The two men had been held in Russian prisons. Whelan since 2018, Gershkovich since last year. ABC's Brian Clark has more on his detention.
Evan Gershkovich was arrested in Russia in March 2023. An international condemnation began almost immediately. The 33-year-old was convicted of espionage and sentenced to 16 years in prison after what the U.S. called a sham trial. President Biden's vow to secure his freedom, his mother Ella told ABC News in March.
So we are optimistic.
The Wall Street Journal says it's been working with Gershkovich's family nonstop to secure his release. Brian Clark, ABC News.
This is the largest prisoner swap since the Cold War. 24 people involved in total, including two more Americans and four Russians who will be going back to Moscow. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
The teenage driver that was charged in the crash that killed a 13-year-old Reedsburg girl pleaded guilty and was sentenced to probation. 19-year-old Kevin Green pleaded guilty to homicide by negligent operation of a vehicle in the death of Evelyn Gurney. The judge decided during the hearing to withhold sentencing and order 4 years of probation for Green. That sentencing includes 3 months of jail time, but with some privileges, meaning he could leave for approved reasons like work or school. Green was also ordered to 200 hours of community service and to participate in 8 community service presentations about distracted driving with high school age students. Green had previously pleaded not guilty in January, but a new plea sentencing hearing was scheduled back in June. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Partly to mostly cloudy. It's going to be muggy again today with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. Our high 84 with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Thunderstorms will end later this evening. Our low 67 tomorrow. Sunny 87 by Saturday. Sunshine high of 89.
Hey, take your summer barbecue and kick it up a notch with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. This stuff is made from Grandpa's original recipe. It's wicked good. Grandpa's BBQ Shop.
Currently it's 74. 99.7.
It's 8:08 right now. Coolio would have been celebrating his 61st birthday today, which means, well, of course, we're going to play some Coolio this morning. It's Gangsta's Paradise on Max FM.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Because I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying to chalk. I really hate the trip, but I gotta low. As they croak, I see myself in the pistol smoke. Fool, I'm the kind of G the little homies wanna be, like on my knees in the night, saying prayers in the streetlight.
Been spending my
Situation they got me facing. I can't live a normal life. I was raised by the state, so I gotta be down with the hood team. Too much television watching got me chasing dreams. I'm an educated fool with money on my mind. Got my 10 in my hand and a gleam in my eye. I'm a loped out gangster, set tripping banker. And my homies is down, so don't arouse my anger. Fool, death ain't nothing but a heartbeat away. I'm living life, do or die. What can I say? I'm 23 now, but will I live to see 24? The way things is going, I don't know. After minute, hour after hour, everybody's running, but half of them ain't looking. It's going on in the kitchen, but I don't know what's cooking. They say I got to learn, but nobody's here to teach me. If they can't understand it, how can they reach me? I guess they can't, I guess they won't, I guess they front. That's why I know my life is out of luck, fool.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It is 13 minutes after 8. Now, that's such a good song from the soundtrack of Dangerous Minds, which was also a really good movie, by the way, Finn. But we love Coolio and Gangster's Paradise. So, again, he would have been celebrating a birthday today if he were still with us. So I figured if that's the case, then we might as well play some Gangster's Paradise this morning.
And tribute.
Exactly. Coolio was just one of those guys. His music was one that you either loved it, or maybe you weren't super familiar with it, but if you saw Dangerous Minds, you at least were familiar with it, even if you couldn't sing the words all the way through mm-hmm. by yourself, yeah. kind of thing. But so yes, I figured we might as well play some Coolio this morning. Now, I got a text in here this morning from Indy Angie, who happens to be in Baraboo, and she wanted to thank us for the Weekends Are Best segment. She's in town, she's visiting, and said that she loves the segment because she went to see that Driftless Brass Quintet last night over at the library. Would have had no idea it was happening without Ben Bromley and all of his wisdom and knowledge. So thank you for the text this morning, Angie. You are so welcome. It's a fun segment, and there's always a lot going on in Baraboo. It's
not like now clown school for Angie.
I know. Yeah. It's not like we ever have a shortage of things to talk about.
Yeah.
I can honestly say I've been pied in the face by one of those clown pies, so I know what that feels like. And let me tell you, bring some towels if you think you might take a pie to the face, because it's not easy to get out. It's not easy to get off the face and out of the hair and all of that.
Have you
kind
done
of
the
stuff.
Dunk tank? for any radio promotion? No.
Nope. A few years ago on Pi Day, though, we went over to the Clown International Clown Hall of Fame, and Greg DeSantis decided that either myself or Mike Ganger needed a pie in the face, and it happened to be my turn that particular day.
Awesome. So, what kind of pie was it?
It was a shaving cream pie, is essentially what it was. Which, if you go to Clown's Workshop, you're going to learn a few tricks of the trade as well. Greg will tell you all about it, but not the easiest stuff to get out of the hair, let me just say. But it was a good time, and I promise it's a highlight every single summer for not only kiddos but the adults too. So go check out the Clown Workshop at the Carnegie Schotte Memorial Public Library. Going to be a great time on Saturday morning. Now, today, of course, is the first day of August, and if you've been into any of your favorite big box stores, you'll know that that means it's back to school time. And this, of course, is my favorite time of the year, right? I'm very honest about this. For some reason, I love school supplies. I think they're fun to go through. I love folders. I love the Trapper Keepers. I love brand new sharp crayons. I love the markers. I love pens. I love it all. Unfortunately, I don't have anybody who needs school supplies anymore, so that's just not quite as fun. However, we also know that if you're getting multiple kiddos ready to go back to school, it's not the cheapest expense that you're going to come across in the world. That's for sure. And if you've got two or three kids in school, maybe you're going to need to sell a kidney. And that's only a little sarcastic, Finn.
Right.
A back to school shopping.
Or a second mortgage on the house.
Exactly. Because a back to school shopping survey found that it's going to cost parents an average of $586 per kid this year to send them back to school. That's actually down slightly from last year when it was almost $600 per kid. Two-thirds of parents say that they already did most of their shopping last month, though, to get some of the best deals. Of course, Amazon Prime Day was July 16th and 17th, and they had a bunch of back-to-school items on sale, so that a lot of people stocked up. Now, there are a few more quick back-to-school shopping stats, as everybody's kind of in that mindset now. Parents spend the most on clothing and accessories. Duh, because our kids like to look good at the same time. Tech is next, so things like computers and tablets. School supplies are actually third. I feel like in this day and age, you're probably actually spending more, obviously, on the tech stuff than you are probably crayons. Even at a younger age, I feel like all that tech stuff is more important than probably crayons and markers, much to my very non-artistic heart, but even though I love to play with markers and crayons.
Who doesn't?
Right? You can create some good stuff, I'm telling you, even if it doesn't actually look like anything when you're done. It's fun to mix the colors around. 61% say their kid usually manipulates them into spending more than they actually wanted to. Kids are funny that way, Finn. But there's a good chance that you're not just shopping for your kid either. 50% of parents admit that they usually end up shopping for themselves too. And when we can't afford it all, our top tactics are to use coupons and open a new credit card. In fact, 77% of parents say their kid's education is something they are willing to go into debt for. And I know, my kids never did the public school route. We've always homeschooled. But I remember when I was growing up, it was also my mom always did bulk supplies of everything to help out in the classroom. So boxes of Kleenexes, hand sanitizers, wipes for the teachers so they could wipe down, common surfaces and all of that. So my mom always stocked up on that kind of stuff. And the first day of school, you go loaded. Like, you walk into that room and you are loaded down with everything, right? Like, everything is in your little backpack. It weighs more than your kindergartner, and you've got cleaning supplies you're sending with them, because obviously teachers don't make enough to supply their own room, so sometimes we got to help out as well. And they go in loaded up on that first day of school, or on open house night as well. So
pretty prepared.
Yeah. I love to see, I know it's so bad for their backs, but there's nothing cuter than watching a kindergartner trying to get a really heavy backpack on. And then try to balance themselves when it's really, really heavy. I mean, I shouldn't laugh, because I know that that's not good for the spinal alignment and things like that. But at the same time, they're so adorable, because in their mindset, they can do it. It's not heavy. I've got this. And then they realize, no, that's actually pretty heavy.
They become the little train that could. You can do it. You can do it.
They do. They do. So if you are shopping for multiple kiddos, just know we're thinking about you this time of year, because I know that this is not an easy task for a lot of families, and but it's one of those necessary ones, unfortunately. So we are thinking about you, and look for the savings. Look for deals. There's a few out there. I mean, I don't need school supplies, Finn, but that doesn't stop me from shopping them. I don't buy them for any reason, but again, it doesn't stop me from going over into the aisles and looking and sniffing crayons, because I'm that weird
person.
Well,
I mean, it kind of takes you back to a certain amount of nostalgia, doesn't it?
Does.
I mean, back to school time and getting all the back to school supplies and doing all that.
It's not the same now.
Not only
as
a parent, but just as, you know, when we were growing up, and we were going to school.
It's not the same as it was way back in the Stone Age. It's really not, because one of the first things they need is all of the tech. And I remember my favorite part was going to pick out my big box of crayons. It's not, it's just not the same. It's not. And I've told this story, but I was very, very anal retentive about my crayons. My crayons were so important to me. And if my mom is listening, she will attest to this. I was not the kid who mixed the colors all in the box. No, 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 no. You cannot do that. That just did not work. If all the blues had to stay together in perfect order from lightest to darkest, all the purples then from lightest to darkest, yellows were the same way, greens were the same way. And then you had that weird box that didn't really match anything, so they were down there as well. But if they were like a similar color, because I always had the big box of crayons, every year my mama got me the really big box of crayons, you know, the one with the sharpener built in the back, because you also can't have a dull crayon. I mean, come on, you got to stay in the line somehow, and those dull ones, they make it all weird. So I had to have my sharpener on the back. I loved my box of crayons.
So back to school time was a big event for you.
It was a big event for me. It really, really was. And then at the end of the school year, my box of crayons came home, and then they all got dumped into a bucket, because then that was like my crayons that I used at home. So then I had this huge ice cream pail full of just mishmashed of crayons and miscellaneous stuff. And you could tell the colors that I really, really loved, because there was very little of those left. Now, I will honestly say, too, I was the kid in school that if you asked to borrow my crayon, I pretty much made you give me your kidney, literally, because I was like, are you going to return my crayon? You're not going to dull my crayon, are you? Don't break my crayon, because the kid who broke your crayons were you never shared with them again. You never, ever shared with
them.
You
were very protective with your crayons.
I loved my crayons. My crayons were very important to me. I liked to draw, though, when I was a little girl, and I could draw fairly well. And I liked art. I really loved to draw. I loved to paint. I also loved my markers. So my crayons were very, very important to me. And it was just kind of how it was. Sharp pencils were also very important to me. I remember the moment that I realized that mechanical pencils existed and I didn't have to sharpen them anymore.
Oh, happy day.
It was the greatest moment of my life. And if my mom is listening right now, she is nodding her head, because she remembers going through all of this with me. I was anal retentive about some things, and I had really great penmanship, and I prided myself on my penmanship. So my pencils needed to be perfectly sharp in order to accomplish that sort of penmanship. And so I was the kid that would literally grind their pencil at the, you know, the old hand crank pencil sharpener that they had attached to the walls. That's how old we are, Finn. We remember these things. I would grind that thing down to a nub, but if it was perfectly sharp, then I was okay with it. I didn't care if it was only about a quarter of an inch long as it was perfectly sharp. It was little things in life, Finn. It was the little things.
You know, these are obviously things that we carry with us into our adult years, because I'm kind of that way with pens. I am very specific about what is a good pen and what is a crappy pen.
Yes.
And if it's a really good pen, I protect that thing with, you know, dear life.
You don't ever let anybody borrow it, because there's a good chance they're going to walk away with it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And let's face it, we love to steal pens from other people if we find a really great
pen.
It's a thing. It's a thing that we do in this world, and it's very strange. Now, do you remember, or maybe your kids had them, those big thick pens where it had four different inks in one, and then you could click down the little spot?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Those pens sucked, but they were so much fun.
They were horrible.
They were horrible, but they were neat. And sometimes, if if you manipulated them just the right way, you could push down two at once. I mean, you essentially broke the pen, but it didn't matter because they sucked so bad anyway. You could essentially push down two at one, and then you'd have multiple colors in one writing. It was the most glorious day of your fourth grade.
Yeah.
It was the most glorious day of your fourth grade year ever, absolutely ever, when you could get two colors coming out of your pen at once. These are the things that we were excited about, kids.
These are the
things
in life. Yeah. By the way, just side topic here, while you and Ben were talking this morning, I did some digging around as far as all the stuff we needed to know about Jason Momoa.
Yes.
Born in Honolulu, but check this out, Maddie. He was raised by his mother in Norwalk, Iowa.
I thought for some reason he had Iowa connections.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember how, though. Okay,
and then
cool.
After high school, then he moved back to Hawaii.
Okay.
And that's when his career kind of really, this is all according to his IMDb page. Okay.
Sure.
And then the reason why he was in, he was actually in Brookfield, and this was in October of last year. And the reason he was there was because he was promoting his new vodka. So he was in Brookfield in October of last year. So, and then the other weird thing is that this year, in fact, I think it was just about a month or maybe 2 months ago, Henry Winkler and Donnie Most were both in Wisconsin for a car show in Iola. So, I mean, we've got celebrities coming here to Wisconsin left and right.
It's kind of cool. In fact, it was so funny because Max is already, like, you know, into his second year of school at MATC. It hasn't officially started yet, but my kid's always planning ahead of the game. It's just kind of how he is. I just told the story of my colors and my sharp pencils, and so it shouldn't surprise you that my kid is already planning out most of his year. He's a little bit like his mama in that
respect.
The
apple doesn't fall too far from the tree.
Not too far. No, not too far. He's got his dad's interest, but he's got my, like, organization looking forward skills. And so it was funny because, you know, he's thinking of all of his big projects for the end of the year. And the other day he says to us, he goes, what do you think it would take to, like, just text Henry Winkler on social media and see if he would be willing to talk to me? I'm like, it's Henry Winkler. I was like, he's not, like, you know, the most out of touch celebrity there is. It's not like you're talking Brad Pitt or George Clooney. I said I would get on top of it now if that's something you want to do. But
go for it.
You know,
I said go for it. Yeah, I mean, it was actually just a couple of days ago. I don't know if you know who Peter Weller is, right?
Yeah,
from
absolutely.
RoboCop.
Yes.
Okay. I've always thought he was kind of an underrated actor.
Yep.
I never knew that he was from Stevens Point.
I had no idea.
He was born in Stevens Point.
Okay.
And I thought, how cool would that be to reach out to Peter Weller and just say, you know, I don't want to be too much of a fanboy, but I want to, you know, just, you know, see if you can get in touch with him and just say, dude, I respect you and thank you for everything that you've done for, you know, the business over the years.
Exactly.
So I say, yeah, he should just go for it.
I said to Max, the Fonz isn't so out of touch with actual people that he wouldn't maybe, somebody from his camp maybe wouldn't touch out. And the Fonz does a lot of his own social media. I don't feel like he's one of those guys who has a major team around him all the time. Maybe he does and he hides it well, but that's not what it feels like. So I said, you never know. I said, maybe if you know, with his Wisconsin ties, you know, he and the fact that there's a statue of him in Milwaukee, maybe he'd be cool with something like that. I said, you never know. You never know unless you absolutely try. He tried reaching out to the Brewers last year and never thought he'd even get a response back. And it actually ran up the chain quite a ways before it kind of came to a roadblock. Only as we found out, because of their schedule and Max's time frame on his project. Otherwise, he was maybe in the running to maybe interview a Brewers player or two, one of their up and coming ones. You never know unless you ask. The worst they're going to tell you is no, and that's not the first time you're going to hear that.
Exactly.
So
you'll never know if you don't try.
Right. So have a backup plan, but at least give it a shot in this world. See, it's funny because Chris was right when he texted this morning telling us he was from Hawaii. We were right saying he was from the Midwest.
Right.
Everybody was right this morning. See?
Agreed.
It's good stuff. Taking a look at the forecast right now, it's going to be gross out today. I mean, I wish I could say it better, but I can't. It's just going to be gross, Finn. It's going to be muggy and it's going to be warm, and we have a chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. 84 for a high today. Those thunderstorms end later this evening, 67 for our low, and then just hot again for the next couple of days. Sunny 87 tomorrow, sunny 89 on Saturday. Right now, it is 75.
At SSM Health, our comprehensive orthopedic team is here to help. We understand life keeps moving, and you should too. From diagnosis to rehabilitation, our expert staff will listen to your concerns, answer questions, and partner with you to set goals toward your individual treatment. It's time to get moving again, pain-free. Visit ssmhealth.com/keepmoving and request an appointment with one of our orthopedic specialists today.
Discover the Bank of Wisconsin Dells, your community's trusted financial institution for over 110 years. Hi, this is Scott Rockwell, President and CEO at Bank of Wisconsin Dells, and our personal bankers bring decades of experience and pride into each of their local deposit relationships. Call us today so we can show you what community banking is all about.
Member FDIC.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Waterworld, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
I want you to want me.
I'm
I Want You to Want Me. That is Cheap Trick. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:35 right now. And remember, if you want to save yourself a whole lot of money and you'd like to shop local, I mean, we were just talking about those back-to-school supplies and what those are going to cost you if you've got a couple of kids, check out MaxFMBigDeals.com. A little extra in the wallet never hurt anybody. Now, here's an example of some of the things you're going to find if you shop at MaxFMBigDeals.com. We were talking about that classic car show over at Circus World this weekend. Ben Bromley and I were during Weekends Are Best. Remember, you can get a 4-pack of Circus World Museum tickets, a $92 value, $64 today when you shop at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Of course, if you love some delicious food, don't forget about Jay's Pub and Grill of Reedsburg, a $25 certificate, only $20 when you shop at MaxFMBigDeals.com. And if you want some really great experiences, well, we have those set up for you as well. How about a $30 certificate for one admission to Elusive Escape Rooms, a $30 value, $21, all you're going to pay at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Instant download available on that one as well, which means you don't wait for us to send you anything. It's there on your phone, and you're enjoying some family time or some friend time over at Elusive Escape Rooms. Really, no matter what you're looking for, we've got you covered over there. Things for you, things for the home. There's delicious food options. There's some adult beverages. There's a little entertainment as well. So really, you could do your online shopping and cover all of your bases. And remember, all of our certificates make really great gifts as well. New inventory being added all the time. So check it out if you haven't already, or if you're a regular, go see what we've added and what's new over there. MaxFMBigDeals.com. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Warm and muggy over the next couple of days. Some rain in the forecast for later today as well. Sean Cable's going to tell you what to expect over, throughout the rest of the week and into the weekend. In just a moment, we'll have a look at sports here on Max FM. And right now, it's your community calendar brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. Yes, you heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
With some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. The Baraboo Kiwanis will be hosting their golf outing on Tuesday, August 6th at the Baraboo Country Club. This event is to benefit the Baraboo Riverwalk and Baraboo Youth Programs and Scholarships. Registration will begin at 11 a.m. The Scramble Shotgun Start is at noon, and then the social and dinner will follow at 5 p.m. Get all the details and get registered by visiting baraboo-kiwanis.org. You can also inquire about becoming a hold sponsor as well. Again, further details about the Baraboo Kiwanis Golf Outing on Tuesday, August 6th can be found at baraboo-kiwanis.org. And it's time for the rescheduled Fighter on the River event in Sauk Prairie. This is rescheduled from the 4th of July. Stop by the Sauk City Riverwalk on Friday from 5 until 11, or Saturday from noon until midnight. There's going to be great food options, a beer and wine garden, live entertainment, custom car show all on Friday. Then on Saturday, again, the food court and food trucks, beer and wine garden, breakfast burritos from the Kiwanis Club from 7 until 11 a.m., and then the fireworks show will round out the day. Again, this was rescheduled from the 4th. For all the details, visit fireontheriver.org.
Bring your lawn chair and get ready to get your blues on at the 3rd Annual Barrow Blues, Saturday, September 7th, starting at 2 p.m. at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast in Baraboo. Don't miss the sultry, self-taught prodigy, Ivy Ford, with diverse local groups including Dave Potter and Friends and Dead Henry. Just $10 gets you a drink in your hand, access to a cash bar, and the chance to purchase food from Red 6 Food Truck. Mark your calendar for the 3rd Annual Barrow Blues, September 7th.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff.
From the Olympics in Paris, the U.S. came up short in its effort to add a medal in the men's gymnastics all-around final. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Paul Judah and Frederick Richard finished 14th and 15th. Simone Biles and Suni Lee will be competing in the women's all-around finals today. In the pool, American Katie Ledecky set a new Olympic record in winning the 1500-meter freestyle. It was Ledecky's eighth career gold medal and 12th medal overall. U.S. women's soccer team finished 3-0 in group play, knocking off Australia 2-1. They'll take on Japan in Sunday's quarterfinals. U.S. men's basketball team beat South Sudan 103-86 yesterday. The women will take on Belgium today. Major League Baseball, the Brewers fell to the Braves 6-2 to close out July with an 11-13 record. The crew has now dropped four straight home series. The Packers continued training camp workouts with a 10:30 practice this morning. The Badgers continue their third practice in Platteville today. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Partly to mostly cloudy. It's going to be muggy again today with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. Our high 84 with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Thunderstorms will end later this evening. Our low 67 tomorrow. Sunny 87 by Saturday. Sunshine, high of 89.
Hey, take your summer barbecue and kick it up a notch with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. This stuff is made from Grandpa's original recipe. It's wicked good. Grandpa's BBQ Shop.
Currently it's 74. 99.7.
It's 8:41 right now. Thank you so much for spending your Friday Eve with us. We always appreciate it. It's Taylor Day now and Tell It to My Heart on 99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:45 right now. And Finn, as we go about our Friday Eve, we've got to take a look at our calendar days. All those little things we can celebrate that really just get us to the weekend, which is so darn close at this point. And today is the first day of a new month. So as you can imagine, it's a lengthy list of calendar days to celebrate. So we're going to start out with International Child Free Day today. Now, whether you've chose to not have children, whether you know you've shipped them off for a few days for this for summer break, doesn't matter. This is the day that you celebrate not having the kids around, and you can just kind of relax and rest and do your own thing if they're normally around. And if you know you normally don't have kids around, well then carry on with your day.
The sounds of silence.
That's essentially what it's like. It's a little weird at first, but it is definitely the sounds of silence. It's also National Girlfriends Day, so make sure you tell all those besties in your life, ladies, how much you actually appreciate them on National Girlfriends Day. And guys, if you want to tell your girlfriend that she's awesome as well, you can do that as well. I mean, it doesn't matter, but usually this is one of those days for the besties in life. Let's see, what else do we have on this list? Play Ball Day is also today. Obviously, we know this time of year, baseball such a fan favorite. Get out to the ballparks, whether it's a local team, semi-pro, if you want to go to a Brewers game, but a day at the park is always super fun. Respect for Parents Day is also today. Okay, well, sure, we'll go with that one.
And this is on the same day of the Child-Free Day.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. All right. Yes, okay. If you can't be child-free, teach your children to respect you, I guess, would be the moral of that story. Right. It's also Spider-Man Day today. Now, this one has a little history with it. Spider-Man is probably, obviously, the most popular Marvel character and is also one of the most famous comic book characters of all time. He actually made his debut in the August 1962 edition of Amazing Fantasy. The comic book was dated as of August 1st, which is why today we celebrate Spider-Man Day. And if you're a collector of those comic books, it's probably one of those rare editions that everybody someday hopes to get their hands on in really great condition, would be my guess. I'm just spitballing. I don't collect comic books. It just feels like if you're going to debut a character, getting that one for your collection would be kind of a biggie, would be my guess. Mm-hmm. Let's see. It is also World Lung Cancer Day. Just trying to remember those who have lung cancer and really trying to remind ourselves that even if you're not a smoker, there are other ways that you can get lung cancer and to make sure you take any sort of symptoms seriously and make sure you see your doctor. It's also World Wide Web Day today. The internet. This is often simply called, obviously, the web, a global information medium that we can use to read and write with computers connected to the internet. World Wide Web Day actually marks the birth of the World Wide Web at the European Organization for Nuclear Research, also known as the Europe Laboratory for Particle Physics in Geneva, Switzerland, and it honors and celebrates people being able to browse freely over the internet. So there you go. If you need a reason to celebrate the internet, and don't just take it for granted, it's something that it feels like it's been around for an eternity, but really when you think about how long the internet has been available to the tips of our fingers, it really hasn't been that long in all aspects of it. So browse the internet today, enjoy, and remember, if you've got good internet connection, it's not the dial-up of years ago. It's going to make things much simpler. Do you remember dial-up internet?
Oh, that was
the worst. And then you just sit there and wait. And if somebody tried to make a phone call in your home, sometimes it'd bump you right off. And then when they were done, you'd have to try all over again. But we thought it was the coolest thing ever. And by the way, in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, they just got rid of dial-up about 5 years ago. I'm not even joking. I'm not joking. It was a big day at my mother and father-in-law's house. They even had to call us to let us know that they got the dial-up was gone and they had cable internet. It was only about 5-6 years ago, literally, that happened. I tell you all the time, it's a land that time forgot. This is why. This is why we call it this in our house. I always say to Corey, what would happen if you would have stayed there? I would have lost my mind.
I can't imagine that would work for him.
No, it really wouldn't have. He was trying to push the UP into technology long before it was ready or they had the capability in some areas. And it was part of the reason why he just had to get out of there. So it's also planner day today. I mean, when we talk about planners, we talk about, you know, the ones that you keep on your phones to keep your life organized, or, you know, the paper ones that we sometimes have. Mm-hmm. And the, you know, this time of year when you're getting ready to and starting to talk about kids going back to school in just a few weeks, well, those planners become very, very important trying to organize life and their activities with your stuff. And yes, so planner day is today. Get it ready for the school year is essentially why we put planner day on August 1st. Now, there's a few good food ones on today's list as well. So we're going to kind of work our way through. So yesterday was National Raspberry Cake Day. Remember, we celebrated that one. Well, today is National Raspberry Cream Pie Day today. So we're getting plenty of use from the raspberries if you've got a garden full of them. It's also National IPA Day. So if you love yourself a good IPA adult beverage, this is your day to partake and celebrate. National Spritz Day is also today. Oh, who doesn't love a wine spritzer? Either make one yourself or open up the White Claw. Either way, it's going to be delicious.
Sure.
And it's as hot and humid as it is, it just feels like one of those refreshing things that you can do after a long day at work, for sure. Let's see, what else? Oh, this is the best one. I say best for last. There it is. Homemade Pie Day is today. Doesn't matter what kind of pie, as long as it's a homemade pie, enjoy and eat a couple of extra pieces because, well, you deserve it. It's almost the weekend. Now, I know your favorite is pecan, or you like a good cheesecake, which is pie shaped. So I technically we could throw that into the homemade
pie. And I'm down
pie.
With key lime.
Key lime pie is good as well, yes. And if I'm going to go homemade pie, I mean, I've said this before, give me a good sweet cream raisin pie, maybe a coconut cream. I'm always down for those. Or I love myself a good traditional apple pie with some warm vanilla vanilla ice cream as well.
Vanilla ice cream.
Yeah, yep. After you warm the pie up so it gets a little
melted.
Melty
and gooey on the pie.
And then
it
soaks
good
into
stuff.
The crust a little bit. Mmm, so, so good. Now I just talked myself into pie for the day, by the way.
Doesn't sound like it was too hard of a sell.
It wasn't. It wasn't. It's been one of those weeks, Finn. It's been one of those weeks.
I hear you.
A nice adult beverage with some ooey gooey apple pie. It's definitely not going to be a hard sell for sure. Taking a look at our forecast right now. Oh, it's just going to be hot and humid and just a little disgusting out there. Muggy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. 84 for a high. Those thunderstorms are going to end later this evening down to 67. Remember though, concerts on the square have happening tonight in downtown Baraboo. Just keep an eye on Facebook if you're going to go see Big Griffey James and the Polka Dots, because it might get moved over to the Al Ringling Theater. I mean, either way, it's a win-win situation. Beautiful atmosphere whether you're inside or out. And then tomorrow, it's just going to be sunny and warm with a high near 87, and then sunny and 89 on Saturday. And right now, it is, I want to get a current temperature here, it is currently 75.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See hfhwisconsinriver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
Beloved AT&T customers, I'm here to tell you about our brand new offering, Next Up Anytime. That's right, anytime. No more waiting 3 years to get a new phone. When you want to upgrade, you can. It's really that simple. Paired with 25% off for all first responders, teachers, military veterans, and more, there has never been an easier choice than switching to AT&T. Stop by any of our AT&T Bug Tussle stores for more great deals and savings.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like to smash a computer with a baseball bat or take a sledgehammer to a pile of dishes? How about squirting paint all over a canvas or a friend? If letting off steam in a unique way appeals to you, contact Disorderly Conduct Rage Room in Sauk City. Rage rooms are perfect for work parties, bachelor, bachelorette parties, divorce parties, and more. Rage rooms are for those ages 16 and up, and paint splatter rooms are open to all. Go to disorderlyconductragerooms.com to book your session.
My toddler got into my cleaning supplies. I might have taken too much medication.
Do I need to go to the hospital?
When poison happens, Poison Help is here. We're the free 24/7 hotline that answers your poison questions. With expert advice from local professionals, available at no charge in over 100 languages, make the right call in a poison emergency. Call Poison Help. 1-800-222-1222. Or visit poisonhelp.hrsa.gov.
99.7 Max FM.
She's a good girl, loves her mom, loves Jesus in America too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis, loves horses and her boyfriend too. And it's a long living in Reseda, there's a freeway running through the yard. And I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. Vampires walking through the valley, move west down Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys are standing in the shadows, and the good girls are home with broken hearts.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.